topic, and we've discussed some of the various shitos. We have portrayed, you know, some of the positions and some of the issues. The question, as we discussed, is that there's a question whether Adam Mazik really fits in with Nizkei Mamon. I guess the two poles are Nizkei Mamon and Chovel. Doesn't fit in perfectly with either. The more it fits in with Nizkei Mamon, probably the stronger the emphasis on Shmiras Atzmo, the language of the Gemara of Dalid Amud Aleph, which many think is the Yisod. If you say that, then the flexibility of Pturim, even on different levels of onus, as we'll discuss, becomes much more viable. Because the idea that, Shmiras Atzmo is the Mechayiv, is something which has reasonable limits, right? A person, has to only go so far to be Shomer's Atzmo, just like any Shmira, has its limits. That's the difference between Shmira and a different kind of a Mechayiv, right? So you can always fulfill the expected obligations of Shmira. Again, there are categories of Shmira, Shmira Me'ula, Shmira Pechusa, which are relevant also to Nizkei Mamon and to Dine Shomrim in general, Shomachinim, Shomer Sachar, Socher, Shoel, as we discussed. But in the end of the day, the ability to neutralize the obligation of Shmira Satsmo, just like the obligation of Choser Shmira in general, it certainly has its limits. And therefore, the idea that Onas Gamor, let's say, certainly would be would be Pator is reasonable. The only question probably we have to ask, if you take the Shmiras Atmo perspective, is could you even get away with less than Onas Gomer? Well, put it this way. We certainly don't need, per se, to conclude, we'll talk more about this, we already have talked about it, that Onas is Kemandelo Abid. You don't need to say that in order to neutralize the obligation of Shmiras Atmo. Right, you just need to know the level of shmira you require and to establish that you have done it. And for that reason, not only is it reasonable that there'll be cases of onsin which will be patur, it's also equally reasonable that maybe you don't even need the most extreme form of onus in order to be patur. And for that reason, a lesser onus, even one which is acknowledged, not to neutralize the Maisa or the Tzira for the Maisa to the Gabra, would still end up being Potter. So that is one perspective. So, for example, the Balei Tosas are the opinion, I would say it this way, the Rush who initially, and let's say Tosas and Bam Metzia, which initially seemed to think that even the, even the level, let's say, of Aveda, never mind Geneva, would be Potter, and that the only kind of thing would be chayiv would be something like shomer chinam, doesn't need to say that level neutralizes the ma'aseh, right? It just needs to say that the level of shmiras atzmo that you require, is accomplished even by that level. Now, when you move up one notch, which the Rush ends up doing, and Tosas and Bava Metzia ends up doing, and Tosas and Bava Kamma Meirosh establishes, namely, that we distinguish between onus of Geneva and onus of Aveda, so then becomes an interesting question. And that is, what we're really saying is that, it's still a mechayiv of Shmiras Atzmo. Even the onus of Geneva is not a hafgah, it's a maisa. However, again, this is the shir, that you need a little more shmira, especially in Adam HaMazik, as opposed to other things. But at the end of the day, that is what is Koveya, Legabe the Ptur. In theory, one could go even further, right? You could say that nothing less than, Onas Gamor, even, in other words, the Onas of Geneva, which is Karov Onas Gamor, is sufficient, to neutralize Shmiras Atzmo. So, what I'm really trying to say is that if the Mechayiv is Shmiras Atzmo, you would expect that there would be exceptions. Then there's a separate question, and that is, what is the level required and expected of you in Shmiras Atzmo? And what is the level of onus that addresses that level? Is it anything but pshia? Is it chiluk between gneva aveda and gneva aveda, or is it gneva aveda on the pshia side as opposed to onus gomer? But either way, probably you don't need to. It's not terrible if you do quote the nar l'sasa davar, but you probably don't need to because maybe the level of onsim required, let's say, for Pture Onshin, which is what Elnara and Sasa Dabar is really all about, maybe that level isn't required for this halacha. This halacha could be, again, diffused with a little bit of less. Even if you think that there is the same level that is required, you still might not want to be inclined to quote Elnara and Sasa Dabar, because even if the level of onus is the same, right, we're not dealing with onshim, presumably. Let's assume not. I mean, that depends on our first topic, right? Whether tashlume nezek is quid pro quo or it's an onesh. But assuming that it's not onshim, then you don't need to quote l'nar l'sasa davar, even if the shiur is the ones of l'nar l'sasa davar, simply because, again, it's a different kind of halacha. So anybody, you know, from, let's say, you know, that beginning perspective in the Rosh and Tosfos Bava Metzia all the way through, let's say, the Nemukei Yosef, I'm assuming Nemukei Yosef is machalik between Onus Gomor, it draws a line in Onus Gomor, not Onus of Geneva, you know, could take the position of Shmiras Atzmo being the machalik. Having said that, if you do quote Olenaro L'sasa Davar, you might just mean, you know, it might just kind of be a melitza, like it comes automatically when you quote Ones, because you want to show Ones's impact. Or you want to show that it's the kind of, you know, level of Ones, you know, that even is poter yer mitashlumin, mi onshim. It doesn't have to be more than that, but I don't know whether you'd be inclined, is what I'm trying to say, to quote it. On the other hand, if you take the second perspective, this is all within the first, and that is that instead of emphasizing, you know, what the Gemara says on Dalet Amud Aleph, we should emphasize what the Gemara seems to say in Dalet Amud Beis. Not that they're mutually exclusive, and that we could go back to Dalet Amud Aleph and think either it's a machlokas hasugyas, or maybe Dalet Amud Aleph doesn't really mean it. That's the melitza. We're trying to fit in Adam Amazik, according to those who think it's part of the Mishnah, into the language of the Mishnah. So the language of the Mishnah is mostly about, you know, Ushmirasan Alecha. How do you get the words of Shmirasan Alecha to apply here? And the answer is Shmiras Atzmo. But that's, we don't really mean the Mechayev of Shmiras Atzmo. We really mean something else, namely the Mechayev of Maisa Hezek. Once you operate with Maisa Hezek, so the idea, you know, that Ones could be Potter has to be looked at in a totally different way. And that way, I think also includes two possibilities. One is, again, going to the idea of ones keman delo avid, to use the language of the Yerushalmi in a different context, meaning that an ones isn't considered a maisa, or it's not mitzuraf to this gavra, and so on. So the maisa hezek, which is your mechayiv, itself has been diluted or neutralized in this respect. Now the shear for that is likely higher, you know, we don't know exactly what the shear is, but it's likely higher than the shear for neutralizing the requirement of Shmiras Atzmo, as I said before. And you're probably more likely, although again, maybe it's not Mukhraf, to be quoting Olenaro L'sasa Davar or Onas Rachmana Patre, right, for formal dinim, if you take this view. That's without any additional explanation. You probably, you know, should be quoting or invoking this idea. And the level of ones, you know, then becomes, as I say, something to debate. A question to consider in light of this, I'm just trying to work in things we already said, but just taking it from a different angle, is whether or not the din of ones kamandav exists at all. In general, we say l'nar l'sasa davar and onus rachmona patre, right? If we're always dealing with p'tur tashlumin or onshin, and we're never dealing with neutralizing actions, then this becomes very problematic. Even if generally we think onus is sometimes kaman delo avid, when it comes to anama mazik, there is an additional question, and that's what I raised last time, and that is whether or not the din of onus kaman delo avid maybe is limited to formal actions. Maybe it doesn't apply to more pragmatic actions. In other words, where I put quotations around something and it's done under, you know, duress, coercion, etc., then, you know, it doesn't qualify. But where we're dealing with a more just practical question, did he do this or not? Did it come from him or not? When we're dealing with that kind of question, maybe onus kaman delo avid doesn't help you. So then you could even think that onus kaman delo avid normally applies to ones, and still it wouldn't help you in the case of aruma mazik. However, there is another way, even in those circumstances, where there's another, let's say, factor, which still could exempt you from a case that looks like aruma mazik. And that would be, perhaps, if what you're dealing with is something else, or doesn't, let's say, qualify as a maisa hezek formally and maybe even not informally for another reason. Because it has a different label. And that's a subtle question, and what would constitute that different label is perhaps open to question, but I think that that is a very real legitimate, you know, perspective suggestion, very helpful to explain or to navigate some of the evidence of the Rishonim. So, So having said that, let's look at some of the details, things that we've already seen. So, in terms of Balitosis again, not impossible to say that the level of Ones on the level of Geneva, not impossible to say that it's a kind of Keman Delo Avid, but you know, it's certainly questionable. On the other hand, you know, if you hold like Kanumuke Yosef, you know, the Riva, like Ben Yishaya, and maybe that the level of Gneva Vaveda is always Chayiv, right? So if you still think a middle position, and that is that Ones Gamor is Patur, it seems like, you know, you could either think, as I said before, that, you know, you're upgrading the shear of Shmira Me'ula, and therefore the neutralization of Shmira Zachzmo, or that's exactly the Rubicon that you are trying to, you know, to cross. What you're saying is, Shmira Zachzmo, we could hold like the Balitosis, but we really think that Maisa Hezeg is the Mechayev, and in order to be Kaman Delo Avid, for that you need Ones Gam. With the added assumption that Aruma Mazik, or that the Maisa Hezek, you know, it has some formal status here, the Tzura of it, the Maisa of it, or that it doesn't need a formal status in order to say Ones Kaman Da'am. So basically, the Nemuke Yosef, Riva, Rabbeinu Yishaya, Riva meaning in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz view, it's hard to know, you know, whether it's an upgrade. It's a detailed argument with Tosis about the level of Shmira, or it is, you know, a sea change in looking at everything in terms of the Maisa being, Mechaya being the Maisa, but this neutralizing. Similarly, when we get to the positions of the Ramban and the Rambam will talk about more fully, and the Ramban in a second, right, who seem to say, let's say the Ramban is Mefurish about it, that Ones Gamor is also Chayiv, right? So it's, if Ones Gomor is also Chayiv, so maybe it's very hard to say that Shmiras Atzmo is a Chayiv, and Ones Gomor, you know, is still Chayiv. I mean, what more do you want from this man, right? Sa'ara shall, you know, Eliyahu Anavi, you know, and Misase Gomor that Afilu Eino Chayev Lachshosh Velivdok, right? Meaning the Ramban as opposed to Nemuke Yosef and Bali Tosis. So to say Shmir Satzmo is very, very difficult, maybe impossible. So maybe the best thing to say is the Maisa Hezek is the Mechayev, with the assumption that Ones, you know, is a Ptur Onshin generally, not a hafkaas amaisa. That's a major debate. Or that even if it is, as I said before, that, you know, the mechayiv of maisa hezek, because it's more pragmatic, right, is not nitan to this kind of hafka. Now, of course, this touches on onus rachmana patre, naulus asadavar, onus command beloved issues. So again, the fact that the Mukhe Yosef, you know, quotes Onar al-Sasadavar, and the Rajba does as well. Again, the Mukhe Yosef seems to quote it for Onas Gomor. The Rajba quotes it even though he holds Ankov Zayin Amin Aleph, like the Bali Tosis, that were mechalik between, you know, Gneva and Aveda. So that's worth mentioning. We should also note that even for Bali Tosis, right, the Gemara does mention Onas Rachmana Patre, I don't know if we mentioned last time or not, on the Sugya of Chaf Ches Amud Beis. This is just worthwhile noting. I'm not going to go into all the details. The Gemara here talks about Bor. So the Gemara says, the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you dig a Bor, you have to be Miskabi. Right? That's the Rabbi Yehuda says here that that Kriya Sabor here on Chaf Chesam and Aleph Nishbra Kadu Bishit Rambu Huchlak Echa B'mayim Oshalokah B'karsis Chaya. Rabbi Yehuda says B'miskavim Chaya B'ne Miskavim Potter. Right, so the Gemara in Chaf Chesam and Beis says Hekadam B'miskavim, right, Omer Rabba B'miskavim Laharida Lamata Mikseifa Omer Labai Mechal D'mechay Rameh Afilu Nifshara. Right, even if it just falls apart, in Osno Biyado. Like the always, you know, he's holding on to this thing, and all he's all that's left in his hand is the handle of it. Like, you know, the whole thing just falls apart on it. So the Gemara says, "Amai onasu, the onas rachmana patre the civil narolis asadavar." Then the Gemara says, "Vechite mahanimil linyan katala, avlinyan nizakin chayev." Right, but Tanya nishba kadav lasilka nafon gmalo velo hemido ramer mechayev bezek and chacham omrim pater bedinah mechayev bedinah shemayim mona bechabim babanas akino matzal shenicham prosh agag nafon betzurech mitsuya vahiziko shulchayev whatever. The Gemara has the whole discussion here. So number one, it's interesting to note that the Gemara quotes on this Rachmana Patre in the context even of this kemamon. This is the only time. Like in this kemamon, it's not clear that you need onus. Let me just go back to same idea, right? What do you need Ushmirasan Alecha to neutralize Ushmirasan Alecha in this kemama? It depends on the level of shmira that you require. But is it a din ones? Or is it just a din that it's not a violation of Velo Yishmerenu Be'alav? Then if the Mechayiv is Choser Shmira and you don't have Choser Shmira, then you don't have the Mechayiv. If the Mechayiv is again Siruf to the Maisa Hezek or the Hezek of Mamoncha, right, then it's more like the second perspective in Adam Amazik, and you require, you know, more of an Ones. So even in this case, the same question that we're asking now is a question in this case Mamon, just that, you know, it's more likely in Adam Amazik that the Mechayiv is the Maisa Hezek, and it's more likely in this case Mamon. Right, because again, there's no intervention, it's not direct, it's more Sheval Tasa, it's your animal, and so on, that it's Koser Shmira. So it's just interesting either way, you know, do you really need Ones in this Kemamo? But it's also interesting, in light of our last topic, that the Gemara has this expression of Ones in the context of Yitziras Habor. Right? And the Gemara, again, not only quotes the Ptur Ones, but you know, Ulanaro Lasasa Dabar Onas Rachmana Patre. So we should at least speculate, wonder, this is all in this Kemamon and in this Kemamon and Adam Amazik? Or is it only Bor or only in this Kemamon? And if it is only Bor, maybe because Bor, in a way like Adam Amazik, especially if the Mechayev is Yitzira Satakala, so the Maisa there also is important. That's the Maisa Hezet. Or the Maisa Mechayim, Yitzira Sabor. We had something very similar in Bava Menala if we were talking about, again, Tchilas Asiyaso and Vizgalgel and Vershus. Right? One of the things we were saying is that in a way, Bor is most Maisa oriented, but in a different way. Not you know, not the maisa that he did, you know, reconstructed to the nezek that took place, but the maisa that he did in terms of yitziras ha-takala and then the mechayev of takala. So it's fascinating. The Gemara has, you know, ones and the full formulation of it, the full babli type formulation of it, but it has it specifically by bor. Oh. It's also noteworthy that the Gemara then goes on and says, the chitei mahanim ilinyan katala avlinyan nezakin chayim. That maybe should be mechalek between rotzeach and mazik. So what's that all about? Meaning, because rotzeach, number one, it's onshin. It's iser and onshin. Right? Number two, it's a formal action. Right? Nezek is mamon. Maybe it's about the maisa, and maybe the maisa is an informal maisa. Again, it's hard to know which of the two and which of the three. I'm just saying this part of the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara is very, very suggestive. Either way, you know, when we talk about the role of onus and onam mazik, and the fact that some Rishonim do quote and others do not quote, well, naral asaf sadavar, and onus rachmana patre, this Gemara and the possibility of, you know, all three being the same, nizke mamon being the division or bor, for its own reason, becomes important. It's interesting, dafka, and a little bit, you know, troublesome, that Tosas al-Atar actually integrates this with Adam Abazik by saying, V'onus rachmana patre, umi petza tachas patza, lo marbina an onus gamor, kidi pirash di la'el. The one-line Tosas here on Chav Chesu and Beis. So I would have thought, if you had asked me, I would have said, and other Rishonim don't say this, this has nothing to do with petza tachas patza. It has nothing to do with adam amazik. You know, on either level, on any level, right? Maybe it's a special din in bor, right? Maybe adam amazik is a special din, right? Tosas here does seem to be integrating all of them, and by what he means by gamur, obviously, is even you know, onas shel geneva. Maybe the idea of Tosas is that there's really no fundamental difference between Adam HaMazik and Nizke Mamon, and Bor is just an example of Nizke Mamon, and therefore if the Gemara applies Olnar Asasa Dabar to Nizke Mamon, right, Hu Adin, La Adam, it's all about Choser Shmira. Maybe that's Tosas L'Shitasam, you know, the one on, you know, on Dalet Omid Beis. I'm just pointing out that if you think Olnar Asasa Dabar and Onus Rachmana Patre is something more than that, then the fact that it's, you know, specifically by Bor, either way, the fact, you know, is that you could have been mechalik between between these various cases. So this is very important to know. In general, by the way, this line in the Gemara that chitei mahanim ilin katala v'linyan nezik and chayv, the Gemara has a parallel line in the Darim on Chav Zayin Omid Aleph, I believe, in the sugya of Onus B'Tanah. So you have Onus B'Tanai appears both in Ksuvis, right, a few places. Gimel in Ksuvis, and Hasholeach in Gittin, and also in the Darim Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, where there the Gemara also talks about a case of Tanai, you know, Be'onus. So it's interesting, the Gemara in that context, in the Darim on Chav Zayin, somebody get the line, better bring in the Darim. The Gemara also has a line that, you know, b'chitema, something like that, I believe it's the Gemara there, you know, maybe you should be mechalek between onshim or katala. You have it? Yes. Go ahead. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph? Yes. Rava, I think? It's also Rava, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What's the case? Right, he makes a tanai that he'll give up his claim in Bezdin if the guy doesn't, if he doesn't show up in 30 days, right? And then because of an ones, he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
So he's mekayim the tanai, but only biglal ones. So the Gemara uses the expression. Go ahead.
So
Chiteima
Katla Shani.
Katla Shani, yeah. And so on. Okay. So again, it's just an interesting line. These are, you know, the Gemara itself is trying to test whether, you know, we're dealing with, again, only formal actions or only onshim. Because Tanai, again, is a very interesting, when we study Ksuvas at the time, we discuss this at length. You would think, if a Tanai is, again, I want to get so involved, if a Tanai is really milsachriti, in the sense that it's an extraneous, it's always just an extraneous expression of your ratzon, or maybe even not of your ratzon. It's like a, you know, let me say it this way. It's easy to say that the Tanai, you know, is not formal, but pragmatic. In other words, it's the condition, it just reflects your ratzon. And then what the Gemara may be saying there is not so much katala, only katala, but not Tanai. On the other hand, if you go further in Tanai milsachriti, the way that the Rishonim meant it, the Gemara uses the expression Tanai milsachriti in the second parak of Ksuvas. The way that the, you know, Rishonim and Achronim understood it even more, talking about Tosis and Ksuvas, Daf Nun Vav. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. The Tshuva Sarash, in a bunch of places. What they meant by it is the Raibid in Perek Gimel Hilchos Zechiah. What they meant by it is that a Tanai brings down a Maisa, not so much because it reflects whether you're serious about it, but it's like a formal appendage. It's like a formal contractual. The context is the following. Tosis asks in Ksuvis, you know, what does it mean when we say that, you know, if you don't follow Mishpatei Tanaim, that the Tanai will be batel and the Maisa will be kai? Let's say you say Aret Mekudesh Asli, Amanah She'ein Lach Alai She'er Ksus Ve'ona. And let's say that, you know, let's say Paskin, that even though that's not Davar Shem B'Mamon or Davar Mamon doesn't make a difference, and therefore Masna Macha Kosa B'Torah, you know, the Tanai is Eino Tanai, and therefore the Tanai is Batel, because you violated the Mishpatei Tanaim, and the Maisa is Kayim. Okay? So Tosa says, I don't get it. The guy doesn't want to get married under these conditions. Right? Or he says Hareat Mekudeshesli, and doesn't do Kefalat Tanai, assuming that that's really Mabat. Or he doesn't do Hein Kodem Olav. Right? So we say, the Havla Gemara says in a bunch of places, Batalat Tanai Vamaisakai. So the Rishonim all ask, like, what do you mean? How could you, what, the guy doesn't, he's not, it doesn't reflect his Smichos Das. What is it, a game? Oh. So the Rishonim, many of them, Bali Tosis and Ksuvas, Nunbab, I say the Tshuvas Arash, you know, Rishonim in other places, what they say is that Tanai, their view version of kind of Tanai Milsachriti, that is, you really have Das and you're trying to leverage your power or your advantage. Like you think you're in the driver's seat. So you want to enact a certain transaction, right? But you also know that the other fellow wants it as badly or maybe even more than you do, and therefore you want to leverage your stronger position to impose, you know, additional beneficial conditions. Right? So what we say is, listen, then you have to dot your I's and cross your T's. I got it right this time. You have to be contractual. But if you're not contractual, then, you know, we're not going to let you impose this extraneous, this achriti condition on the transaction. Okay? Why am I telling you all this now in this context? Because what I'm trying to say is there are different ways to look at Tanai. One way to look at Tanai is that it's a very, you know, pragmatic, extraneous in one respect, and therefore is it subject to, you know, ones command Ovid, command lo Ovid, if that requires formal meisim. The other way is it's all part of the contract, and that the Tanai integrates into the meisim. That's the chiddush of Parshas Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven and Mishpatei Tanaim, is that we don't just look at this as an expression of his will, like these are the conditions in which he wants it. We look at it as you've kind of tied these two things together legally, and therefore the Tanai and the Maisa. Like we had a little bit last year, Everybody remembers? When did we have it last year? Rashi and Shavuos. What?
Chayav l'kayim to know.
Yeah. Amen, right? Bo Kabbalah's Dvarim. Lamed Hei Amid Aleph? Lamed Vav Amid Aleph? Okay. Yeah, it could be. Amen is Bo Shavua, Bo Hamona's Dvarim, Bo Kabbalah's Dvarim. So Rashi says that Bo Kabbalah's Dvarim means you have to fulfill the Tanai. And Rabbi Kivager in Gilui Nashas has a famous Ha'ara which says you don't have to fulfill any Tanai. If you want the Maisa to be Kayim, then you better fulfill the Tanai. There's no obligation to fulfill the Tanai, is there? So we talked there about some of these issues. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is there also could be different types of Tanai. Right? The Ravid was trying to explain the Gonim, Tanai in Dine Mamanis, Tanai in Ishus, right? Maybe the difference between a Kumbase Tanai, a Shev Altase Tanai. A Tanai where there's a strong Umdana, okay, you don't even need Mishpatei Tanayim in some cases where the Umdana is so clear. That's a Sugya in Kiddushin. You know, the guy sells all his land because he thinks he's making Aliyah, right? Zavin Ara, you know, Kalmanas, you know, Leilech Eretz Yisrael, and then something happens, you know, and he didn't, you know, use Mishpatei Tanayim. So the part I'm trying to make is that the world of Tanai is a tricky issue, a tricky topic, a very fascinating topic. The application of onus to Tanai, and especially the question of onus kamanda abid or lav kamanda abid, right, is very parallel to the question that I'm asking or that we're raising here about Adam HaMazik. Right? Is it an informal, a pragmatic, right, or is it a formal, legal, contractual, you know, kind of an action, subject therefore to other legal principles, including, you know, whether or not a state of coercion, duress, not absolute control, like, you know, does that constitute your action or an action that is associated or identified with you? Right? So this is a very broad question, you know, which kind of actions could have this din if there is such a din? And this Shani Katala, both in the Darim and here, are part of this story. I already mentioned the question of or maybe I didn't mention the question of tshuva is another issue. That you need tshuva for a maisa ba'onis. Right, in the Al-Chetz we have onis, but we have a lot of things in the Al-Chetz. Okay, question is, you know, what the Al-Chetz, you know, really stand for. You know, because it's also true, as I pointed out in the past, that there's no single individual, at least no one that we know, who's capable, you know, of violating or trespassing, all or transgressing, all of those al-chetz. Like, you'd have to be amazing. That amazing, like, to do that. And yet we say them all. Right. So it could be that the al-chetz, that vidui is a different kind of a vidui. Okay. Anyways, the Rambam Pirshim Shnayas in Yoma, seems to discuss this question, whether Ones requires tshuva. Rambam and Hilchos tshuva seems to think that it does. This is a big question in general. What is the status of ones? Okay. So I don't want to get too deeply involved in it, but the question of Tanai, as I said, the question of Yehori Vayabar is partly this question too. Except there it's a little bit tricky. Right. I think I mentioned that there's a major debate in Yehori Vayabar in the Gimel Averos, whether or not you're chayiv the onesh if you violate, if it's yaharig val yaber and you're avar velo nerag, you don't meet the challenge, right? Are you subject to the death penalty for the aveira that you violate? Let's say you were over to Bodhisara under pressure, and you're supposed to give up your life, but you didn't. So the Rambam in Perakei Hilchos Yesodei Torah and the Ramban in Yevamos and most Rishonim of the opinion that we still say olenara lo sasa davar, you're not chayiv the onesh. And our Rishonim would disagree. David Bonfield, in the quoted in the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Dalid, 2 days in Tosus, what is it, Samach Beisomid Beis in Sanhedrin, Oved Me'abo Me'ira, the Ireim holds that way, that you're Chayiv. So this is an interesting question. Now, again, it could just be that you know, because there's no heter pikuach nefesh, there's no pure onus, and therefore you're chay. Right. So the Gimel Averus case might be different. That's what I mentioned the other day, that the Rambam and Ramban, some people think that the Rambam and Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos are arguing whether or not onus is command to Avod or lo Avod. You know, whether or not there's a azhara to Bezdin not to be manish ba'ones. Right? But it could be that the Ramban is just saying you don't need a separate onus for it, it's a din. Not that it's avkos on maisa. And it could be that the Rambam, you know, thinks that the only onsim, which are considered a maisa avera, or it's considered a maisa, such that you need such an azhara, are the gimel averos. Because even though you're potter, maybe it's not, it can't be afkos a maisa, presumably, because then you wouldn't be chayiv yoreg val yavor either. Okay, so all I'm trying to say is that there are numerous. There's chilukin to be made. It could also be mechalik between the types of ones. We'll get back to that soon. But an ones of coercion and duress, like, I would say, three or four chilukin. Right? Somebody puts a gun to your head. That's external coercion. That's one kind of ones. Right? Internal duress. You do something out of in a state of pikuach nefesh. Right? Even though no one else put a gun to your head. Akol misrapin chutz miatzei asherah. That's a sugya in Pesachim and Daf Chavav. And then, of course, where physically somebody forces you to do something, but you still did it because of his physical force. We'll get back to the shach soon, but that's a distinction that the shach makes regarding on a mamazik. We'll talk about moser very quickly also, which some of you brought up, or matzalatzmo. So the point is that this is a very massive topic. But whether or not we need, just to neutralize Shmiras Atzma, or we need a Hafkas, a Maisa Hezek, whether Maisa Hezek is the kind of thing that can be neutralized in this way or not, all of this is up for grabs. But the more you hold, like the Ramban, and maybe the Rambam, and that is that even Onas Gomor doesn't automatically neutralize Adam Amazik, the more you seem to be taking the stand, either that Onas doesn't generally Mafkia Amaisa, or that this is a different kind of Amaisa. Now, again, it's interesting in light of that. It's not proof because there's so many factors, you just can't pin it down. But as I mentioned before, both the Rambam and Ramban think, even in Yoreg Val Yavor, that you're Patur because of an onus. One might have thought, you know, that shows that they have a very expansive view of onus. And yet they both think that it's not enough for Adam Amazik. That's just, you know, heightens the issue a little bit. And even more so, the Ramban, you know, who in Sefer Mitzvah says you don't even need an Azhara because it's onus, right? And he's certainly the most explicit of the Rishonim saying, when it comes to Adam Amazik, your Chayiv even bone is Gomor. So is that because, you know, of some of the Chilukim that we just made? Or, yeah?
So there's no analysis that I guess onus, like the mice has it, is different from other mice, so even onus wouldn't apply, wouldn't help. Doesn't that just push the question back a step further? Like, why is the mice hezek defined differently from other mice?
No, I think the point is this, that the mechayev is the mice hezek and not lack of shmira. But that one of the reasons that, and this might distinguish Kabbalah and Mazik and so on, but one of the reasons that the mice hezek is so prominent in this context happens to be not because of its formal, not because it's like a Maisa Avera, but because of its quid pro quo-ness. And that, to me, makes it more pragmatic. So I think you're right that you have to explain that, but that, to me, is the explanation. In other words, if we were dealing with, you know, the Maisa Hezek as an Avera, you know, then I would say, well, then it's no different than any other olinar olasas. If that means not only the patur onesh, but it means also afkas maisa avera, why shouldn't that apply here? But I think one of the points of adam amazik being different isn't the fact that it's maisa avera. It's the fact that it is something that, you know, you did this. You did it directly. You may not have done it intentionally. You may not have done it, you know, even, you know, willingly. But in the end of the day, his $100 loss is because of you, not b'shev al tasa, not, you know, you and another force. you and only you.
So, I guess that would help explain also whether Ramban emphasizes Pshia the Hacher. Once you can say that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So for the same reason, good, excellent. So that's the next point I wanted to make. So even if you don't have, for the Rambam and Ramban, you know, onus or even... So I think for the Rambam and the Ramban, let me say this. You know, we still have to explain some cases. Oh. So we have two choices. One is to say, well, they deny onus gomor. You know, but maybe there are certain types of onus, maybe because the typical onus gomor isn't mafkia the maisa. And maybe there's a certain level or a certain type of onus which really is mafkia the maisa, and that's the differential. So that even the Rambam and Ramban, you know, lu yitzuya, there's an onus that is mafkia, that's what they'll argue about. I think that's one possibility. And then we have to figure out, you know, types of onsim. Again, the legal ones, physical ones, you know, kumbase, shevaltas, all kind of those kind of distinctions. You know, an act of God, you know, whatever it is. Fine. But the other possibility is that you don't have a patur onus, but you do have an opening, and that is anything that isn't considered a maisa hezek, but has a different label, that's what we were talking about before, you know, that the very fact that it's quid pro quo and it's based on this being perceived as hezek makes it more flexible if it is something else. So that the pshia of the other guy, or let's say a situation, and I know we're being abstract, but we'll get to the details in just a second. Some of them we've seen already. Pshia, the other guy. The other guy's a mu'ad. He did it. You know. Or cases where what I'm doing is something else, and nezek happens. But I can label what I'm doing as something else. Formally or informally. You know, whatever it is. Shmira. Right? Umman. And so on. So that's not nezek anymore. That's not Maisa Hezek. And consequently, you know, ironically, and that's I think what you're saying, that's more flexible. And that's an avenue for... So what about, let's say, I'm giving away the secret already, but in my opinion, that might be the idea. I'll explain the problem in a second. You know, Koach Shamayim. I go, you still have to figure out, what is Koach Shamayim? Why is a Ruach Sheina Mitzuya not Koach Shamayim? And climbing up the ladder and the thing, you know, breaks. I think there are good reasons for it in terms of... Again, kumbase, shavatasa, you know, what role you play, you know, are you damaging, you know, because of the ruach mitzuya, or are you, you know, just a cheftza, like we were talking about, husku? Possibly, and I'll get to this in a second, possibly it matters whether, you know, whether the people, why the people are where they are, you know, and whether they're there in an equal fashion or not, and just going about their business, and then like a nezek takes place. So, I think that is where you get openings. Now, again, typically, the Achronim... I'm going to have to leave my time in 15 minutes. Right? But typically, the Achronim explain, you know, those cases, like, you know, B'delez Breira, by either saying, yeah, they really do hold Onus Gomor. As some sort of Onus Gomor. And, you know, I guess we were wrong, you know, then when we said that, you know... That the Rambam, let's say, you know, doesn't believe that Onus Gomor is potter. But I think that a more fruitful approach or avenue, you know, in all of this is to say it isn't Maisa Hezek. The Hagdara of Maisa Hezek is what's compromised, not Onus per se. Oh, so that's why I'm going to try to document. So let's think just for a minute, let's analyze this for a minute. You know, some of these issues. So for the Ramban, as I think we noted, right, the Ramban is very explicit. That's the advantage of the Ramban. Ruach Sheina Mitzuya for the Ramban is an Onus Gomor, Sa'aro Shel Eliyahu Navi. You know, it's, you know, as we said, the Chabam Medbeis is Mitzase Gomor, you know, Ve'im Sarech Li Zaher or Lachshosh or Livdok, you know, and so on. And the Ramban's very comfortable with it. The only thing is that he is expansive about Pshias Chaveiro, exactly what Isaac was saying. In other words, number one, he reads the Yerushalmi that way, and the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi is that way, because Yerushalmi says that the other, who's the Muad? Which is another way of saying, who's the Mazik? Right? And the Hizbonanus Bedrachim, which the Bali Tosas think is the mazik, the maisa hezek of the mazik, whatever you want to call him, whatever. But you understand what I'm saying? The Ramban says is not right. The Ramban says no. That's also the other guy being a posheya. Here. Okay, doesn't even quote the Gneva Vaveda here, right? He's saying even Onsim Gedolim, let's say, right? And even that he doesn't like. The Samcha Samana Yerushalmi, Biyashan, etc. The Efshe La Mida, Tosim Mishim Desheni Pasha Biatzmo. As for Tabach Uman Shekilko, the Pata Bechinam, Amai Odom Maziku, the Chinami Svirlon de Onosu Lechayev. The Vadai Kasha Aleim, the Kibin the Mechay Beskar Alma Ken Gnei Bavedahu, Vlavonas Gadol, Vlavonas Katanu Patru Bechinam. He's saying it isn't even such a big onus. Ah, Ela Sheein Beumanato Abimalachto Mishu Mazik. Doesn't explain why. That's not Mazik though. That's a umnus gone wrong. Right. The Sov Dabar again because his Maisa Hezek is formal or because his Maisa Hezek is. You know, either way, his Maisa Hezek is much more flexible. It has to be defined as Maisa Hezek. It has to qualify as Maisa, formally or informally. That part doesn't matter to me so much. Anything that competes with, it's not the end result, right? It's the act. Because for Bali Tosas, it's probably Shmiras Atzmo. So who cares? Lack of Shmiras Atzmo caused this or didn't cause it. If it caused it, then it doesn't matter whether there are other factors as well. The Sov Dabar Kimchis Kiru Chakami Baonis Nizak and Eva Munachas Pecheka Velahikir Bami Olam Menafam and Agag Ruach Shena Mitzuya His Kiru Sofa Onsim Kulam The Ruach Shena Mitzuya Afil Kosa Shel Aliyo B'Mashma. Right, the Ein Kamokom Laharich Yosar Midat. Now, what does he do with the case in Bava Kama Tzadites? Ari, what's the case in Bava Kama? Tzadites. The other one that Tosas quotes. No. He doesn't quote two cases. Mavir Michavis Mimakom Lamakom. That's one case. He doesn't mention. And the other case is Bnei Hashoel, right? The children who are Makabel who are Yoresh from the father, right? So they are allowed to use the object Bimei Sheila. They're not Chayev Vachrayas. If they didn't realize that it wasn't his, and they you know decided it's father's shloshim. It's time for a big meal, you know. Maybe they want to say gatova meitiv, you know. So, if they do that, right? So they are going to pay lefi masha nene, not lefi masha hizik. Correct? Okay. So, what do you say about those cases, Ari? What do you think? What? Well, he doesn't. He doesn't address them. You don't remember, not because you didn't see it or because you forgot. You couldn't and you wouldn't. Or you wouldn't and you couldn't, I should say. But because he doesn't address those cases. Right? I'm saying, but what's he going to say about them? What he does address is Uman Tabach Shekilka. Okay, but he should address Mavir Mechavis Lechavis and the Yorshim. Right? What's the answer? He doesn't, but again, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Riva, in Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, for a different reason maybe, because they draw the line differently, they address it. Right? Again, Tosas' answer is, it's, you know, Ones Yoser Mi'aveda. It's Gneva plus. Answer, that answers everything. Except that has its own issues and its own problems. Okay. What's Rabbeinu Yeshaya and Riva's answer? Didn't see? Aaron?
Yes, so Rabbeinu Peretz's version of the Riva is that it's mutal alav. He's mechalik between shmira and other mazik. So for him, the way he presents the rebut seems to be about a kabbalas achrayas. So you had kabbalas achrayas for the shmira, but not for the adam, for adam mazik. So too you could say by the yorshim that they were never mekabel mitirusa for this para. So I think how the Ramban would understand
it. Why did that have to be mekabel mitirusa or? First of all, I do think you're right about one thing, number one, and that is there's a little bit of a different emphasis between Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Riva.
Rabbeinu Yeshaya seems to be in Shidduch Betzos.
Yes, and the Ramban also has that line, right? No? What did you say about Uman?
He doesn't explain Uman.
Oh, he just says it. Yeah. Rabbeinu Yeshaya says, you're doing that. He's trying to do you a favor.
Yeah.
And it backfires.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Riva has it more emphasis on Shmira.
Mutalala.
Okay. So again, one could say, in a narrower way, there could be a difference between them. And again, I don't want to spend so much time on this, but you could, if you wanted to be very, technical about it, what is it, the fact that he tried to do good and it blew up in his face, that's the factor, or there's, he's chayavli his asek bo, and therefore it comes with the territory. It's not the good that he tried to do, but, a neutral person shouldn't be doing this. He has no reason to do it. This person is obligated to do it, that's different when, he has an obligation. So it could be just technical, small things. I believe that either way, the yesod is that all of these, are not maisa hezek. Right? If you're supposed to be metapel, or you want to be metakein, that's not called maisa. Again, if the result is he wasn't shomer himself enough and there was a nezek, that's something else. Right? But I think it's more than that. I think it's the flip side, but the understandable parallel flip side of, again, what I said this other day, of Perek Beis Ochoskir with Halacha Gimel in the Rambam, which is that a shomer who's Mekabel Achrayas, his Sheval Tasa Pshia qualifies as Mazik. And by the same token, a shomer or an Uman or somebody who continues to have tashmishe, right, skuse tashmish, like the yorshe hashomer, right? By definition, because of their kabbalah, their mamad, their status, what it is that they do have, their rights and the commitment that they made and the status invested in them by the other person, could be for different, slightly different reasons, these are different parsha. That's not mazik. Right? So it's not that they didn't know. They have heter tashmishim. They're an extension of shoel. They don't have the chiyuv of a shoel. Right? But they have tashmishe she'ela. Right? And as such, that's not the parsha of Adam HaMazik. Now, what about the Rambam? So the Rambam is a little bit tricky. We'll have to finish with this tomorrow, and I'll still try to do the other things. But what do we say tomorrow, 12:30? If we can. If not, we'll start next door, but we'll do what we can. So the Rambam is tricky. The Magid Mishnah in Perek Vav, the Choskovel, is that where we're? We're the one? Yeah. In Perek Vav Hilchoskova Halacha Aleph, there are two girsos, I guess, in the Magid Mishnah, right? So the Magid Mishnah seems to be noting the standard girsa, as opposed to the change that they made. Who made the change? Beis Yosef, was it?
The Drisha.
Oh, the Drisha? Yeah. They said, does it say Harav Lo Cholek or Harav Lo Chilek? Right? So, the Rambam says, "Hamazik moment chaver chayv l'shalim mezik shalim, bein sheishoge bein ones, harei ukemezen. Keitzad nafu menagag shavras hakelim nitkal keshu mahalech chayv nezik shalim. Shnei makam behem b'shalmena v'lochilik akasa bein shoge glemezen. Echad ahorik behem tol shochaver shover kelim v'kreiv v'gadav v'kotzis n'tiosav hakol din echadu." And then he has halacha gimel, which again, if we're not going to finish it today. So just look very quickly, also at halacha gimel in Perek. Aleph Halachat Zayin and the Gemara on Memches and Lamed Beis that they're quoting. B'medvar Mamur B'shus Hanizak B'shus Hamazik Enechayv L'shalem Elim Hizik V'zadon Avol Shkaga Ba'onas Pater Chenim Oyu Shneim B'shus O Shneim Shalom B'shus V'hizik Achameim M'chavero Shalom B'chavana Pater. So till you get to Halacha Gimel, you get the impression that for the Rambam every Ones is Chayiv. Right? And also earlier in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Chovel, Halacha Yud Aleph, Adam Muad Liolam, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Er, Ben Yashen, Ben Shikar, Im Chavel Bechavero, Uhizik Mamun Chavero, Mishalim and Ayaka Shabin Chasa. Medva Mamurim, Shayashon Chayiv, Yashen Chayiv, Lishalem Vishnaim Shiyoshnu Kiachad. Nisapik Achad Mem Yizikas Kaveiro Kar Begada. Ima Echad Yashen Ba'achar Vishachar Betzido Zeh Shabab Achron Hu Amuad. That's exact quote of the Yerushalmi. Exactly right, the way that the Ramban also, you know, quoted it. I mean, that's the Yerushalmi. But that's important. Vimiziko Ayashen Potter. Tchini Minich Kli Betzad Ayashen Vishabro Ayashen Potter Shizeh Shinichu Hu Amuad Shapasha. Sounds an awful lot like the Ramban. Okay? So the Magen Mishnah here in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chovel, says, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Ukvar Kasafti Perek Rishon, Halacha Yud Beis and Tazayin, the Ones Gomor Shekosvo Zal, Shehu Potur, right, Vaharav Lo Chilek. Okay, if you look at Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis and Tazayin, so this is what's going on. The Magen Mishnah is kind of in a quandary. He Perek Beis, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. He says, "Be'ones Gamur Kasu Amefarshim Shehu Pater." V'chein Yizbar Lifaneinu. V'bava Demazik Es Chaveiro. V'dine Dine Harav Zal Bezos Habava Memra Kilushona Sham. So, if you have the girsa of Harav Lo Chilek, so the Magen Mishnah is contradicting himself all over the place. But I think that really is the right girsa, and I think he really is contradicting himself. Meaning, the Magen Mishnah is pointing out that the majority of Rishonim are of the opinion that when you have Onas Gamur, then you don't have the Chiyuv of Avadim Amazik. V'harav Lo Chilek. It doesn't sound like the Rambam accepts that. But then when he encounters several halachos in the Rambam, right, he has a problem. What are the halachos that he has a problem with? He has a problem with halacha, not Yud Beis, Tezayin. Hamazik is chaver b'chavana b'chamakom chai b'chamish udvar. Afil nechas rishus chaver shalom rishus v'ziku b'al abayis chai. Av mi sheisho rishus lahotzio en rishus lahziko. Of the Muzak, Zeshinechas, Balabayas, right, Balabayas Potur, Imhuzak Balabayas Kayev, Shinechas Shalobershus, Hoy Shneim Bershus, Shneim Shalobershus, Behuzku Zebazes, Shneim Pturin. That's such a terrible problem. The Ram says that Shneim, Shehuzku Zeze, if they're Shneim Bershus or Shneim Shalobershus, is Potur. Okay, the Magen Mishnah is troubled by that. Kosev Rabbeinu Bechavana, I'll go explain what we mean. Oyspar Beterek Vav, Imash Amr Husku Zebzeb Pturim, Diktaku Shaonsin Gemurim Pturim Bahem, Afbin Ezekin, Kemosha Kasafti Lamala, Halacha Yud Beis. But he said before the Ram doesn't hold that way. Okay, so he interprets Husku Zebzeb in Halacha Tezayin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, as a din known as Gamor, and that basically what he's saying is the language of the Rambam when he formulates the din of Adam Muad Liolam sounds like he's not distinguishing and doesn't know of any Onas Gomer, which is, after all, Ruach Shena Mitzuya, language, bein this, bein that, bein the next thing. However, Halacha Tezayin bothers him. Then a Perek Vav, right? Hamazik Mamun Chamer Chayim Nezik Shalim, Ben Yeshoga, Ben Shaya Onas, Harayim Kameza. That's where he says this thing, V'harav Lo Chilek. Right? V'medvar mamur b'shis anizak Of Rishis Hamazik and the Chayv L'Shalem, Ella Mizik Ben Zadon, of Lishkago Bonus Potter, the Chayn Amoy Shneim Bershus, or Shneim Shalom Bershus, V'Hizik, Echad Mehem Omen Chaber Shalom B'Chavana, Potter. So here again, the Magid Mishnah, we'll talk about the details, says that's because the Rambam guess how must hold that Onus Gamor is Potter. Okay. Also, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalid, Hayola Vesula Vinishmita Shliva Mitachtav Vinifla Vizika and Lohoisa Mehudekes Vichazaka Chayev Vim Hoisa Chazaka Mehudekes Vinishmita Oshitlia Hareza Potter Shazu Make Bide Shamayimi Vichen Kol Kiyotza Bazem. Okay. So with the, on this halacha, right? Magid Mishnah again, I believe on this halacha also says that this is an example of Onus Gamor. And then all the Mefarshim who say this have a difficult time explaining what's the difference between Ruach Shein and Metzuya of Eliyahu, right? And the Shliba case, right? And how come the Rambam is contradicting himself? So they have a hard time. The Kesef Mishnah, I have to stop, but calls the Magid Mishnah out on it. Perik Vav Halacha Aleph. Kosov Rav Magid Harav Lo Chilek. The Eish L'Tmoa Al Rav Magid. Shari Midin Hayaola Besulam V'Nishmet Ashliva Mitachtav Shekosov Rav Besamoch. Mashu Behedishu Potter Baumsin Gemurin. V'Chein Kosov Shama Rav Magid Atzmo L'Das Rabenu. So both his understanding of Shneim Brishus, Shneim She'enim Brishus, both in Perik Aleph and in Perik Vav, as well as the din of Sulam, the Magid Mishnah characterizes as Onus Gamor, and so does the Kesef Mishnah, and therefore they just don't understand what's going on with the Rambam. Okay? So, what I would like to suggest is that the Rambam holds that Onus Gamor is not a Ptur in Adam HaMazik, or in Adam HaChovel, let me say that. However, the Rambam thinks, for whatever reason, we still have to figure out these cases, the Rambam thinks that there are cases which don't really qualify as Adam HaMazik. And, you know, most circumstances believe Zadon in the Rishus HaMazik. I'm sorry, Rishus HaMazik, where the Mazik is Mazik, Shalom B'Chavana, is not considered Mazik. It's considered Nezek, but it's not considered Maisa Hezek. That's what I believe the Rambam holds. Now, this is tricky. I'll tell you what I think, and then I'll speak more about it tomorrow, I guess. There seems to be a stira in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph and Perek Vav. First of all, there's some subtle differences. Let me say that. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam addresses Adam Mu'ud Bi'olam both for Adam HaChovel and Adam HaMazik together. Right? Adam Mu'ud Bi'olam Ben Shogi Ben Mezah Ben Er Ben Yashon Ben Shikor Im Chaval Am Chavero Hizik Mamun Chavero Chaval Or Hizik Mishalim and Yavtishim Ben Chasa. It's also interesting, I'm not sure why all of these things. The Rambam doesn't mention the word Ben Ones Bein Ratzon. He only has Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yashin. It could be called Bein Shikor. Maybe it's the same thing. A little bit strange. Either way, here he has both. Here, when he has both, in Halacha Tezayin, when he has the din of Rishus Shneim, he says, Afa b'sheyesho Rishus Shneim, sorry. Im huzak bo balabayis chayiv, hoyu shneim brishus or shneim shelo brishus, behuzku ze bazeh shneim pturim. Okay, if two people are in the same brishus, right, legally, or both illegally, and huzku ze bazeh, they're pturim. Ah. In Perek Vav, the Rambam says, this halacha again, why does he need to say it again even? Right? But here's where he speaks about Adam HaMazik more. So he has HaMazik Mon Chavrachayv L'Sham Nezik Sholim Bein Shogeg Bein Shaya Onus Harehu Kemeza. Two things. Bein Shaya Shogeg Bein Shaya Onus. He mentions Onus explicitly. He also adds Harehu Kemeza, which comes from Petza Tachas Potza in Chovel, as it happens. Strange. But Ram doesn't mention the words Harehu Kemeza. Don't even say Harehu Kemeza. Right? You could just say, they known as Ben Ratzo. Why does he add Hareu Kemezid here? Okay. In addition, you have the, in Halacha Gimel, where you have the din of Rosh Hashneim, or Ein Rosh Hashneim, the Rambam says, V'cheinam ha'yu Shneim Brashus, or Shneim Shalom Brashus, V'hizik echad mehem mamun chaveru Shalom b'chavana, Potter. Right? Whereas in Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, V'huzku. Here he says, V'hizik. The Gemara on Mem Ches, on Aleph, the Brisa on Mem Ches, on Aleph, to Mem Ches, on Bey, seems to be mechalik between Hizik, Hiziku, and Huzku. Okay? You look it up, just very quickly. We'll start with this tomorrow. We'll try to finish it off. The Rashi on Mem Ches, on Bey's, points out there seems to be a stira between Lamed Beis, the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, and this Gemara that distinguishes between Heziku and Huzku on Mem Ches Amid Aleph, Amid Aleph Lamed Beis. So Rashi says you should know that when the Mishnah says Heziku on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, that Shneim Peturim, it didn't mean Heziku. It's a bad girsa. It should really say Huzku. And to make the two sugyas square, Rashi changed Lamed Beis from Heziku to Huzku. And the Balitosis and the Bach, everybody talks about it on Lamed Beis. Oh. The Rambam basically quotes Mem Ches Amid Aleph, the difference between Heziku and Huzku in Perek Aleph. And he quotes the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph that Heziku, right, is still Patur here in Perek Vav. So the Magid Mishnah, pulling a, you know, parallel opposite of Rashi, says, the Rambam obviously didn't mean it. So what he really meant in Perek Aleph, I'm sorry, what he meant in Perek Vav is not the difference between Heziku and Huzku, but between Shogeg and Mezid. That's the Magid Mishnah's reading of the Rambam. Okay? But, this is a little complicated. There's a massive Yom Shel Shlomo, if you want to look at it, Perek He Simen Tes, where he partially says what I want to say, but it's buried with a lot of other things there. He doesn't... Okay, so what I think is going on, I'll just tell you quickly, and then we'll finish this, and we still have to talk about the tour and the shach, a few other things tomorrow when we finish this off. But what I think is going on is, once again, the Rambam, and I can't explain all of it, because some of the limudim are a little off. I think that the Rambam, again, presented Perek Aleph Echos Chovel, both Mazik and Chovel, the common denominator between them. This is one of the main expressions of Odom Muad Liolam, as you can imagine. Odom Muad Liolam is one of the main expressions of this idea that Mazik is different than Nizke Mamon and belongs more in the world of Chovel. Okay. And a Perek Aleph, of Chovel Mazik, right? The Rambam, right in the beginning of discussing Chovel, right, mentions that aspect of Mazik. Right, and Perek Aleph is mostly about Chovel, but it's also about the overlap between Chovel and Mazik. But in Perek Vav, the Rambam is speaking about Mazik, Mamun, Chavero. And there, the emphasis is a little bit different. And I think what's happening, I could be wrong, and what could have said the opposite, I admit, but in reconstructing, is that the Rambam thinks that the Hagdara, there's no Ptur Onus, not for Chovel and not for Mazik. But the definition of Chovel and Mazik, with regard to the definitions of Chovel and Mazik, the definition of Mazik is more flexible to certain circumstances than Chovel. In other words, when a person is Nechbal, right, that's always Chavala. And therefore there's no Ptur Onus. But where a person is nizak, there's not always a maisa hezek. Sometimes he just gets nizakt, you know, by a confluence of circumstances. And the Maisa Hezek, which is Mechayev him, you know, doesn't exist. Again, one could have said the opposite because one could have said, well, Chovel is a more formal definition and Mazik is probably more a pragmatic one. I think that's true. But this goes to what Isaac was saying, and that is that, that with regard to Onus and so on, that may have one effect. And with regard to, you know, redefining it by virtue of some other factor, it may have the opposite effect. The Rambam never says that Koach Shamayim is Onus, and he never says that either Huzku Zeh Bazeh or Hiziku Zeh Zeh, again, one in Perek Aleph, one in Perek Vav, is Onus. The Magen Mishnah keeps saying it. And other Dosa Kalim, the Ketzel Mishnah, keeps saying it. But I think what's really going on in the Rambam is that, once again, it's part of this dialectic, and that is, Mazik is redefined by its connection to Chovel, but it still falls short and is somewhat different. Hence, the Rambam's replay in Perek Vav to try to accentuate some of those differences, and the differences aren't Ptur Onus, they are Hafkas Shem Maisa Hezek. Koach Shamayim, not a Maisa Hezek. Again, why is Shaliva of the Sulam more Koach Shamayim than Falling Beruach Mitzvah? I think that they're good. I don't know whether I would have predicted them, but there are easy ways to make that explanation. Okay. We should also look very quickly at Perek Ches, Hilchas Chovel, where the Rambam speaks about this as we were discussing after the Shir, right? Noah. That's the debate about Matzal Atzmo B'Mamun Chaveiro and Moser. There you have Machlokas, because the Ravid, let's just say, now, I must stop right here, is that the Ravid, you know, just to get thrown out of the family, the Ravid seems to be very Machmir, even more than the Rambam, when it comes to Sulam, when it comes to Heziku, Zeh, Zeh, and Perek Vav. The Ravid is saying all these cases, there's no Petur, Yechai, Vadim, and Masa. And yet, when it comes to the question of Matzilat, Mamun, Chamero, right, or Moser, Nasam, Biyad, there the Ravid says you're Potter, and the Rambam says you're Chai. So that we'll talk about a little bit in context of the Shach. We still have to talk more about the Rambam, because I said it very quickly. I'll explain a little more. We have to talk about the tour. A few little things just to finish up, and then we want to talk about the other things that we want to talk about.